In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Today we're going to have a little Bible lesson, and we'll give you a little history also. You know, if I were to ask you, when the New Testament was written, what language was it written in? Well, the New Testament was written in Greek. Why Greek? Koine Greek. It was the language of the day. That's why it was written in Koine Greek. Now, I'm going to ask you another question. When or what was the first group or the first body of literature that was written down? Okay? You might say Matthew's Gospel. No. The Gospels came through oral tradition. So the Gospels weren't the first things that were written down. I am going to deal with the first thing that got written down in a body of literature, and it is the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. You might say, how do you know that? Scholars tell us that, and I do believe that. Again, the Gospels came to us orally first, and then it was written down. So we're going to be looking at 1 Thessalonians. Paul writes to the Thessalonian community for many reasons. He evangelized this community, and we're going to look at it now. Paul writes, "Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians," that's in Greece, "who belong to God." Isn't it wonderful that his disciples, Silvanus and Timothy, and Paul are in one heart and one mind, writing to the people of Thessalonica who belong to God the Father and who belong to Jesus Christ. We know that we belong to God the Father through the blood that was shed on Calvary. And he is just trying to remind the people in Thessalonica that they belong to God. Do you know today that you belong to God? That God is your Father? That Jesus shed his blood for you and for me? And that we are the adopted sons and daughters of God? Do you know, son though he was, he learned obedience through what he suffered? Listen. And then he extends, "Grace and peace be yours." So Paul starts off with a very positive note. He tells them, first of all, that they belong. That's the best, that they belong. And now he extends to them grace. Remember what grace is? The law was given through Moses, but grace comes through Jesus Christ. And peace, shalom. That's not only peace of heart, that's well-being, that's prosperity, that's everything good that God can give. Grace and peace be yours. And then he says, "We keep thanking God for all of you, and we remember you in our prayers." I hope you remember me in your prayers. You hear me every day, or you hear me once in a while. I hope you remember me in your prayers. I celebrate Mass for you. I need you to remember me in your prayers so that I can continue to do what I do. It is so important. "For we constantly are mindful before God, our Father, of the way you are proving your faith and laboring in love." Okay? Faith always works through love. You are proving your faith, and your faith is laboring through love. Faith without love is not faith. Faith which works itself through love. And Paul thanks the community at Thessalonica that they are working through faith, laboring in love, and showing constancy of hope. So here we have faith, hope, and love. Hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, what does that mean? In his coming again in glory. In his coming again in glory. Hope in his coming again at the end of time. We know two brothers, beloved of God. Oh, I love that. Beloved of God. Do you know you are beloved of God? You know what it says beloved means? Beloved. Beloved now. You are beloved of God. Beloved by the Holy Spirit. Now, we know two brothers, beloved of God, how you were chosen. This is important. Paul preached to the Thessalonians because it is not they who chose Christ. It was Christ who chose them and appointed them to go labor in love and bear much fruit. John 15. Do you know that you were chosen? That you were chosen of God? That the Father chose you from before time existed? It's very important. Paul's trying to remind the people of Thessalonica that it wasn't they who chose Christ, it was Christ who chose them. We know too, brothers, beloved of God, how you were chosen. Our preaching of the gospel proved not a mere matter of words for you, but one of power. In other words, when Paul came to the Thessalonian community, the community of Thessalonica in Greece, he didn't just speak words. He didn't just give them wonderful words, but the power of the Holy Ghost. There were mighty signs, wonders, and miracles. For our preaching of the gospel proved not a mere matter of words for you, but one of power, and it was carried on in the Holy Spirit and out of complete conviction. I tell you, signs like these shall follow those who preach the gospel. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. We did a healing service last Friday. I got some beautiful testimonies of people being healed last Friday. I got a beautiful testimony of someone being healed in the stomach last Friday. I got a beautiful testimony of a pain in the back that went away. I tell you, it was done over the radio. No one laid hands on anyone, but we preached the gospel. We preached the gospel with complete conviction that Christ died for our sins and Christ died so that we might be healthy. Jesus gave his life for you. St. Paul says, we came among you not with mere words, but with the power of the Holy Ghost, with the power of Jesus Christ. People were healed, set free, delivered, and conviction. We stake our life on what we say. We do not only speak words, but we put our life behind the words we say. We are living sacrifices of praise. We are not just preachers. You know, anyone can just preach, I tell you. You might just preach, but I tell you, there's a big difference between preaching and having conviction, putting your life on the altar as a living sacrifice of praise. There's a big difference between preaching and preaching as a living sacrifice of praise. Big difference. Because that sacrifice of praise is united with Jesus Christ who died on the cross, who is the pleasing fragrance before the Father. There is a big difference. Anyone can preach words, but how many are yielded to God? You know, I just want to tell you that I am just so bankrupt. I need Jesus so much. I am so bankrupt that without him I can't do anything. I can't even find time to pray without him. I need to go to him and say, Lord, help me to find time to pray today. Because without you, I don't know how to do too much. Oh, I can get in trouble. It's very easy to get in trouble, I'll tell you. But without you, I can't do very much, Lord. You know, without you, I have nothing. I know, Lord, that if you decided that you're going to forget me, you may as well take me back to heaven. Take me to heaven quickly, because if you're going to forget me, my Lord, I've got nothing to give you. I rely upon you. Paul had complete conviction in what he said. He was a living sacrifice of praise. He not only gave his words, he gave his life to the people of Thessalonica. You know as well as we do what we proved to be like when, while still among you, we acted on your behalf. The shepherd always acts on behalf of the sheep. The shepherd always acts on behalf of the sheep. Always. You know, and the shepherd smells like the sheep. If you're a shepherd, you smell like the sheep, okay? And people who are in need will come to you. You don't need to be a priest for people to come to you. You don't need to be a minister for people to come to you. If you are a shepherd or a shepherdess, people will find their way to your door, will find their way to your telephone. They will find. You know why? Because you act on their behalf. You do not act on your own behalf. Lord, I pray, God, that I would never, ever do what I do for money. I pray that I would never do what I do for money. I want to do it out of love for you. I want to do it out of love for your people. That's why this radio ministry, not one cent comes to me. Not one cent comes. Listen, God has provided for me. This radio ministry is His radio ministry. I want to do it out of complete conviction and on behalf of the people who listen. You, in turn, became imitators of us and of the Lord Jesus Christ, receiving the word despite great trials. In other words, you saw the way we acted as living sacrifices of praise, and you imitated us, despite the trials that you have. You know, things haven't changed since Paul wrote to the Thessalonians. Everyone has trials. Everyone has trials. You know what Jesus said? In the world, you will have tribulation. Yeah, we've all got it. But no, I have overcome the world. That you became imitators of us. You did what we did. Despite the trials, with joy that comes from the Holy Spirit. Oh, do I need that gift? I'm going to tell you, if you want to pray for anything for Father Tom, I want you to pray for two things. That the Lord would give me joy. Joy. I need joy. That's something that cannot be duplicated by the devil. Joy. I need it. I need it. It's medicine. It's medicine to your bones. This joy that comes from the Holy Spirit. Restore the joy of my salvation, it says in Psalm 51. Thus, you became a model for all believers of Macedonia and Achaia. The word of the Lord was echoed forth from you resoundingly. In other words, you not only heard the word of God, but you started to preach it. You started to proclaim it. You started to make disciples. Let me tell you this, okay? I'm very happy that you listen to me. I'm very happy that you listen to what I say. But you know what? You've got to go after people. You've got to do what I'm doing. You've got to make disciples. Yes. Yes, listen to what it says. Listen to what it says. Thus you became a model for all the believers of Macedonia and Achaia. The word of the Lord has echoed forth from you resoundingly. You saw what we did. You imitated us. And you went to Macedonia and Achaia and proclaimed the gospel. And it resounded clearly through you. You became living sacrifices of praise. You did what we did. I tell you, it's a complete circle. People who hear the word of God, hallelujah, they heard it from Paul. Then they give the word of God to other people. That's the way you keep it going. That's the way it's been going for 2,000 years. People who have heard the Word of God, and then they give the Word of God. You just don't sit back. You know, I learned that in 1968 when Jesus Christ became real to me as an adult. The first thing I started to do, you know what I just started to do? I had two tape recorders and I had a wire, and I started to tape talks and send them to people. I'll never forget it. I spent hours taping talks and sending them to people. I wanted those people to have what I had. I didn't know at that time in 1968 that I could preach. I didn't know that God had given me the ability to preach in 1968. That came gradually, 68, 69, 70. But I knew that I had to disseminate the Word of God. And I had these tapes from Ralph Martin called Union with God, and I started to send these tapes to people. I would tape them. If it was an hour and a half tape, it would take an hour and a half for it to be duplicated. Something within me said, you know, what you have received, you've got to give. And you've got to give freely. This is not true only in Macedonia and Achaia. Throughout every region, your faith in God is celebrated, which makes it needless for us to say anything more. In other words, your faith has been working through love through the proclamation of the gospel. There is no greater love than to proclaim the gospel. My friends, you're listening to me. I have young people listening to me. I want you to know there is no greater thing than to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. No greater thing. Maria Vadia Carianda just went to Africa. She will be there till the 4th of December, proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Africans. I have not been given that privilege yet, and neither have I been given that strength yet. But you know what? I can proclaim the gospel to you. But after I have proclaimed that Christ died for you, and that he rose for your justification, and that he's in your heart, you've got to go proclaim it to other people. The people of those parts are reporting what kind of reception we had from you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve him who is the living and true God. So Paul talks about the history of the people of Thessalonica. They were idol worshippers. They worshipped idols. Maybe they worshipped Zeus. Maybe they worshipped, Zeus is the big one. But through the proclamation of St. Paul, they turned from idols to serve the living and true God. Who is the living and true God? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And to await from heaven, what's his name? Jesus Christ, the Son whom he raised from the dead, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Do you know that Jesus delivers you from the wrath to come? That he took upon himself the wrath that sin demanded. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, and that his Son took upon himself the wrath. He said to the Father, your love and your justice demands wrath. Pour it out on me. Don't pour it out on them. Pour it out on me. Don't pour it out on them. He became the sacrificial victim. Pour it out on me. Don't pour it out on them. That's why I will become a human being in the womb of the Virgin Mary, so that I will mount the cross and all the wrath that they deserve, I will accept it, and I will break it, and I will make sacrifice for them, and it'll be that one eternal sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you will make them loving Father, your loving Father. You will make them your loving children. They will be adopted through the blood that I shed for them. This is God Almighty speaking through the letter of the Thessalonians, that he delivered us from the wrath to come at a price. You have not been bought with the price of a diminishable silver or gold. You have been bought with the price of the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the one who was crucified from the foundation of the world. Know that you belong to God. Know that you have heard the gospel, but now you've got to work through love by proclaiming it to others, by loving others, by just saying, Lord, send me one person that I can bring into the kingdom of God. You see, Paul was aware that these people were idol worshippers, and their hearts were changed. They turned from idolatry to worship the Father through his Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life for them, who rose from the dead, and who will come again in glory. No more were they idol worshippers. They were worshippers of the one true and awesome God. Today, I'm telling you, you have a job. Find one person. Pray. Lord, send me to one person that I can pray this prayer with. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and heal me. Find one person that you can pray with today. One person. Then be silent, that God would touch that person. And you know, there are so many out there waiting for you, and so many of you have been given so much, but give back so little. It's not only money that you can give, but the gospel. Paul congratulates the people of Thessalonica that throughout the region, people know that they heard from Paul, received the gospel, turned from idolatry, and began to proclaim Jesus. Yes, and that Jesus delivered them and me and you from the wrath of God. Hallelujah. You are the Son of the Father, adopted through the blood of the Lamb. You are the daughter of the Lord, adopted through the blood of the Lamb. Daughter, you are daughter. Know who you are, that you belong. No matter what anyone says, you belong to him. There's an anointing on this. You belong to him. You belong. You don't have to kill yourself. You belong to him. You belong to him. Yes, your meaning is in him. You don't have to do anything rash to yourself, because you belong to him. Father, make this word real by sending your Holy Spirit upon your people. For there is an anointing of this word, belong. I pray in the name of Jesus, the Lord. Amen. I want to tell you that on the 14th of December, we will go back to the espousal retreat house with the help of God. That is Wednesday, the 14th of December, we will go back to the espousal retreat house. I will tell you more as the days go on. Wednesday, the 14th of December, we will go back to the espousal retreat house. I also want to tell you that I do need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. And we have not yet begun to pay November's bills. So please, if these broadcasts are a blessing to you, please help us so that I don't even have to say these words anymore. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I'll say it again. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. We can be heard and seen on the World Wide Web, www.inseason.net, 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 and you can leave a donation on PayPal. I'd be very grateful. I'd be very grateful. You know why? So that we can continue to propagate the gospel, so that you can go out and do the same thing, even as the people of Thessalonica did with St. Paul. It's important. It's important. Listen, it's going to be raining. That means that the hole in your roof is going to be dripping water on your head. Jimmy the Roofer's telephone number is 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. I'll say it one more time. 617-519-0341. We will be doing the letter to the Thessalonians. The first thing that was written down, the first body of literature that was written down by the Apostle Paul. It was written down ahead of the Gospels. It was written down ahead of all the other letters. This is the first, and it has to do a lot with the coming of the Lord in glory, which tells us what Advent is all about. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.